Bye. Oh, your disc won't play.
Uh-oh. Oh,
what's the song?
It says no disc.
Yeah.
What does it say?
It then? Gobbled it up. There goes my smooth segue.
What?
I'll never be the Johnny Fever of Jersey City.
What happened? It played fine in the
record
library.
It
played okay.
Here it is.
Put it in the other one. Put it in the other one.
All right.
Play pizza.
No.
It's Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay.
That's why it wouldn't play.
Yeah, it just refused.
We were astonished that even had Coldplay.
There's no way we had six Coldplay CDs.
Yeah, why is that?
What does that have to do with sports?
They're playing the Super Bowl halftime this year. Okay. When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone your face. lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
That was a smooth segue.
That was lovely. Coldplay. Coldplay.
The song's
Coldplay.
Called Pain in My Scrotum by Coldplay.
It's called Fix You.
That's what
Coldplay.
That's the sound of sex failing on WFMU.
This is Sportsy Talk. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I'm Jim the Poet.
I'm Bronwyn C. We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, and Coldplay is playing the Super Bowl halftime.
So you can take a nap.
Super Bowl 5-0. Yeah, you don't even have to watch that.
You don't have to watch that.
Oh, my God.
Although it'd be great if Gwyneth Paltrow made a Super Bowl halftime appearance.
She could, like, parachute in on a giant eagle.
Well, she does. She does one of my favorite, that Huey Lewis and her version of the father and daughter version of Cruising, that I love it when we're cruising together.
What are you talking about?
She did it in a karaoke movie with Huey Lewis.
You know a lot of things.
I know a lot of things about Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know a lot of things about music.
I know a lot of things that are useless.
Yeah, you knew Coldplay songs. It's just astonishing.
That actually is from The Newsroom. Remember that show? That was on HBO for a little while. It was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I don't watch
but
TV.
The yeah, you should.
Well, I don't have
it. It's the golden age of television.
Who will pay for my television? So
I keep telling you that I'll give you my codes. You can watch anything you want. It's up to you.
Right.
And you don't like television.
I don't like taking somebody else's.
The phones are working this week. It's
201-209-9368. That's right. Last week we had to Skype in our callers.
And they sounded like they were inside of my brain.
Listener Kat in Chicago, your sponsor.
Hello, thank you. I'm brought to you by DJ Listener Cat.
DJ Listener Cat in Chicago says, that song gave me a pain in my phantom scrotum.
Exactly.
I never thought about having a phantom scrotum. Look at what I have. I have pliers.
Whoa.
These were like here.
You're armed and dangerous.
There's slip joint pliers right here.
What do slip joint pliers do?
They slip their joint, you see? You see, it like changes the size of them.
Okay.
See where that little screw goes through the thingy there?
I think the only thing that will make Coldplay better during the Super Bowl is that Bruno Mars is going to have some sort of role with them.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, why is Bruno Mars the... Why has he been elected the Super Bowl halftime guy?
He's the go-to guy for that.
He's like, hey.
I want that shark back. The one that...
The left shark?
The left shark. I want left shark.
Left shark can come anytime to the Super Bowl. Or any, as far as I'm concerned, any program I'm watching.
Yeah, left shark.
All I've been watching is Lost... But Left Shark would be good for the middle seasons of
Lost.
Okay,
what is the show that Jaseeka woman is in? It's not Lost?
No, I think it is.
It is?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Right.
I looked it up and then I forgot because I was drunk.
Yeah, I forgot to look it up.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Dial carefully.
Hey, the holidays are coming.
They are?
Yep.
Happy Hanukkah to anybody who's celebrating that.
Happy Hanukkah to everybody. And... other things are coming. If you need a good Hanukkah present for a sportsy friend, especially one who listens to Sportsy Talk, because they're the kind of people who would like this, I have to recommend to you the book Concussion. And I know it's coming out as a Will Smith movie or something, but do not let that deter you.
It clearly is going to be a Will Smith movie.
Can you put my mic up a little bit?
Your mic's pretty high.
Is it?
Hello, okay. Caller. You're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Hello.
Do you have the mics in mono?
Yes. They just are. I think that's Hang Up Guy.
Oh, Hang Up Guy's back? Okay.
Yeah. We'll take care of that.
You know, that's the thing. He didn't call last week because we were on Skype.
He didn't. Hello, caller. You're on the other. This is Sportsy Talk. Hello, caller. You're on the other. This is Sportsy Talk. Okay.
Are you running it right? Can I come look?
I mean, you can.
Okay, keep talking. Talk about
something. I'm Jim, the poet, and I'm working the board.
Concussion, the movie, is coming out by...
Yeah, but the book is spectacular.
The book is spectacular.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
I'm not worried about it.
Sorry.
I'm just going to make up a voice the next time.
Do
I know what?
And you hit that and everything? You do all that stuff?
I did all of those things in that order.
And nothing happened.
I mean, something happened.
Well, somebody's hanging up on us. Yeah, the book is by a woman named Jean-Marie Laskus. And it is more about... The doctor, Dr. Bennett
Zayas.
Omalu, who discovered, I can't remember the full name of it, something trauma, something cranial, something continual trauma, something.
That would have been a good name for the movie.
Encephalopathy.
Yeah.
Encephalopathy. It's about him. It's very funny. It's hilariously funny. It's got Mike Webster of the Pittsburgh Steelers brain in it. It's really good.
Right.
It's just so good. It's such a good book. I can't recommend it. The writing is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's super engaging and amusing, and I think a lot of people would like it, and they should buy it, and they should read it.
The thing is, there's all these movies that are coming out that I want to see this holiday season.
You should give it to your friends for Christmas.
Uh-huh. So there's like Star Wars. I'm going to see that like 8 times.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know why you want to see that.
I mean, because I want it to be good.
Okay.
But it probably won't be.
Chronic traumatic I almost got it.
Just sound it out.
Encephalopathy. Encephalopathy?
Yeah. I saw them open up for Bad Brains back in the 80s.
Yeah.
95.6%. But there's, like, my brother, I went to the Creed movie. So, like, after Thanksgiving.
What Creed movie?
There's a movie about Rocky training Apollo Creed's son.
Yeah.
Wonderful movie. Great movie. Really? Terrific movie. Perfect movie.
Yeah.
And I went and saw that, and my brother and his wife went and saw Catholic priests raping kids in the Boston Globe.
Spotlight.
I don't want to see that movie.
No, I don't want to see that
And
movie.
I'm not sure I want to see Concussion either, because that sounds super depressing.
No, but Concussion is funny. I mean, the book is funny.
I don't think the movie's funny.
Oh, it isn't?
No, I think they
Does Will Smith get, like, all uppity and serious, and he has to be, like, a serious actor and stuff?
Yeah, he's, like, in Oscar mode.
Oh, okay, well, that's
where he's,
wrong.
Like, doing an African accent.
The book is hilarious. The book is actually very
hilarious?
Hilarious.
How could it be hilarious?
It's amusing. Because it talks about, it spends about the first third of the book deals with Benard Omolu's life in Nigeria before he came to the U.S. and then what he thought of the U.S. once he got here.
Okay.
And it's very funny.
All right.
It is. It's great. It's a great book.
There's a hockey player who had been on the Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Yeah.
And his family is suing the NHL for the same thing right now.
So do they get hit in the head as much in hockey as they do in football?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's as much, because a lot of times guys hit you in the head to tackle you in football, or they didn't until like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But guys get boarded all the time. You get hit in the head with a stick or something like that.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right. I guess if you got enough times. I mean, that's the thing. I don't think they know how many times you have to get hit in the head before it does irreparable damage, you know? I mean.
Well, and it's like, it's really sinisterly sneaky. Like, you have depression, you have, you have forget stuff.
And then you get violent, and you don't know what's going on, and you can't think, and it's pretty bad.
So.
And it's cumulative. I mean, over time, it's like people start out, you know, like football players retire, and they're kind of okay, and then they get depressed, and then they get, you know, these things happen, and then it gets worse and worse and worse and worse over time. So
And I mean, I don't think there was a way for them to even judge it before this doctor, for some reason, looked into it with this Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah, so, Mike Webster, center for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he was at the end. He was in terrible shape. He was tasering himself at night so that he could fall asleep. He would taser himself so that he would pass out.
Yeah,
so
that
he could
seems
fall
like
asleep.
That's a bad plan.
Yeah. He was super gluing his teeth back in when they fell out.
Oh, wow.
Pretty bad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's not a good... Yeah.
And he died at the age of 50.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was...
So that's a funny book that you're reading? I don't understand.
Yeah, that part's not funny.
That doesn't seem funny.
That's not funny. No, but the fact that this guy really... This doctor was... I think... I mean, the conclusion I'm drawing from it is that because he was from a different culture, he looked at this culture with some objectivity and in a different way, and so he asked questions that nobody else had asked before.
Should we try to get this lady who wrote the book on the show?
Oh, that'd be super. She's a great writer. She's really good. Jean Marie Laskas, Laskas. And originally I think this was written for it was a story for GQ, and then she expanded it into a book, and then
put Will Smith on the cover and sold a million copies.
Exactly.
All right, we'll try to get her on the show.
Yeah, I recommend that book. I haven't recommended a book so wholeheartedly in a long time, but I really recommend that one.
What about the book Martian that I bought you last year for Christmas?
I haven't finished it yet. I'm sorry.
It's no good.
I really tried.
It's supposed to be a good movie, though.
I tried to read it.
You tried to read it, but it was garbage.
I really tried to read it. No,
I'll get you a better book this year.
It's just... It was,
I'll get you a better book. I already have half a present for you.
Oh, good. I have a present for you.
But, I mean, I didn't want to, you know, I want to wait till we
yeah,
get
we
closer
should
to
wait.
The holidays.
Well, we should wait till the first, the show right before Christmas.
A little sportsy Christmas.
We should do that. All right. The other thing to get people for the holidays is get them a good whiskey passport. You can give somebody that as a gift.
Yeah, I forgot to buy my whiskey passport.
Yeah,
yet.
We're gonna have to. I haven't bought mine. Are we gonna go together to like all
yeah,
the bars?
Yeah, and then we'll tell people where we're going, and they can buy us drinks.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, yeah, we should get them then. We should get passports. Do you want to do the our fantasy football regular season is over?
Yeah.
This was it. We've got the final standings of the Sportsy Talk Do Over League for the regular season.
Yeah.
Now we're into the playoffs.
I mean, this is when it gets tight.
Yeah, I don't understand about the playoffs. How does that work?
I play, so my team came in first. I play the fourth place team, which is Talk Sportsy to me.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Talk Sportsy to me is second.
Oh, I don't know.
You play Blue Horse Shoe Loves Sportsy Talk.
No, I don't think. Is that
yes,
true?
You do? Yeah. No, here's the standings, final standings.
Yeah.
Updated today. Deflated Balls in
yeah,
the East,
me.
Number one.
Number
Talk
one.
Sportsy to me, number two. That's listener Zach.
Yeah.
Time Traveling Serial Killers, that's me.
Yeah.
Blue Horse Shoe Loves Sportsy Talk. Listener
what about
Jim.
Hocus Pocus?
That's in the West.
Oh, they're playing Hocus. Their own thing?
I don't know. You're the one. You're the commissioner. You're supposed to know how this works.
No, that's what I'm saying. I play the fourth place team, which
okay.
is the...
Well, that's the fourth place team in our division. And then in the West, there's Hocus Pocus is first.
No, he's second place and plays the third place team. And I play the Talk Sportsy to me.
Oh.
In well, a round, like the national championship.
JPP's Phantom Finger. That's
how those guys
Joe,
doing?
Listener Joe. He's second in the West. Studio B Ben's Draft Mistakes is third. Where's Brady's Flat Balls? That's listener Liam.
I beat him last week.
Robot Station Manager Ken. And then
didn't have a good year.
No, but he outdid Ordinary Average Guys, listener Gary.
Just barely. But that's because he had Marcus Mariota, who like got 40 points.
You
last
didn't
week
even let me list Marseille Manatees.
How'd those guys do?
Listener Andre. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth in the division, the East Division, and Feckless Fops of Football.
Those guys stopped updating
that's,
their
that's,
teams.
That's listener Jason.
Jason had like
listener
six
Jason
guys that were out.
Jason is like a very sportsy listener.
Yeah, what's going on, Jason?
He's very sportsy.
How
I don't
did you
know.
End up in last place?
I don't know. We should give him a special like participate in trophy, you know, like you participate.
There's no.
We can't give participation
no.
trophies?
In fact, I can't win a trophy
you
for
know,
my
it's,
participation.
It's like the our Sportsy Talk standings are almost as bad as the division that the Giants are in, you know. I mean, that's
well,
that's
I think the team that's 8-8 in the NFC East will make the playoffs.
Yeah,
as the champion.
If there is an 8-8 team,
and if they
yeah.
all tie at 8-8, what's going to
what
happen?
What are they now? They're like tied. There's three of them tied at 5-7.
5-7.
Yeah,
and
the
then
Giants
the
Giant, lost.
The Cowboys are 4-8.
Yeah,
the Giants lost like right at the end.
That was awful. That was the Giants played the Jets this weekend. This was a weird weekend in sports in New York because all the teams kind of played each other in the past week. Like the Islanders played the Rangers, the Knicks played the Nets, the Jets played the Giants
mm-hmm.
within the last week. So, yeah, the Giants were ahead as they should be. And then in the fourth quarter, as they always do, they just messed up and they lost. And
well,
it was
they messed
sad.
Up
it was,
like... They went for it. They were up by like 10 points
and
could have
gone
up by 13.
They could have kicked a field goal and Coughlin said, oh, let's go for two.
Let's go for it because I'm old and crazy.
Yeah.
And then they ended up missing it and giving them the ball at the half, you know, like halfway through the field. And then the Jets came back and scored a bunch of touchdowns.
It was awful. And it was Eli Manning actually passed Dan Fouts on the all-time quarterback passing
That's
list.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
Eli
Dan
Manning.
Fouts was an awesome quarterback.
Eli Manning was really a good quarterback. But then, you know, but then immediately after he set this new record, he, like, threw an interception in the red zone, which is a bad thing for people who don't know what the red zone is.
Red zone is the 20-yard line to the end zone.
It's like when you're really close to scoring, when you're really close to there, they call it the red zone, and he threw an interception in the red zone. Is somebody calling us, or is that hang-up guy? Do you want to see? Let's see.
There's two calls.
Oh.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's just Sportsy Talk.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up, Danny D?
Hey, Bronwyn.
Hey, Danny D.
How you doing?
How's it going? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
How about them Devils?
They're doing okay.
They're all right.
They're not nearly as horrible as I thought, as I feared they might be.
I was watching them.
They're mediocre.
They are definitely mediocre. And that's what you want to be in the NHL. Mediocre until it really counts, and then you get a hot goaltender.
That's it.
How you been? What else is going on?
They play the Maple Leafs tonight. Lose old team.
The Maple Leafs. We haven't won a championship since 1960, I believe.
Ah, great.
67.
If you say so. I wasn't alive.
Maple Leafs.
Although Mike Myers was helped host Saturday Night Live the other day, and he was wearing a Maple Leafs jersey, and I just felt bad for him because the team is like one of the great teams in the world.
Was he wearing it ironically?
No. I think it's all he wears.
No, he's from Toronto.
Yeah, he does not do anything like that ironically.
Why doesn't he wear a Blue Jays jersey?
He doesn't know anything about baseball.
No. Just hockey?
Because he's Canadian.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Okay. Yeah. Good.
You're overselling the NFC East, Jim.
Overselling it by 8-8?
It's doubtful they're going to have a team do that.
They would have to win. You'd have to win three and lose one. You don't think they can?
There's no way.
No, but none of those teams can do that. No, that's true. None of those teams can do it.
Actually, it's possible that a 6-10 team can win the NFC East.
What? Wait a minute. By tiebreaker? Like, I mean,
if you go, I put a link to at least one scenario in the comments. There's the ESPN has the scenario, and you know how they both have playoff scenario generator things where you can plug in all the rest of the games and figure out how teams can make the playoffs. And it's possible for a 6-10 team to win the NFC East.
By tiebreaker, I would imagine. You're not saying that all the teams in the NFC will go 0-4 for the rest of the season.
Well, no, they can't.
They must play each other. Yeah, I mean, they must play each other.
You can have three of them go 1-3, and one of them go 0-4, and there will be a team that's in first place in the NFC East at 6-10. I mean, they'll have to go to the playoffs.
At some point, they'll stop televising those games. They'll just be like, "Look, the Redskins won. It's fine. Like, we're not even going to show you on TV what it looks like anymore."
I was rooting for the Cowboys last night, though.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, the Cowboys were playing the Washington team last night, and. And if the Cowboys won, then that put the Giants were still tied for first. But if
Dallas is a game back now.
Yeah. But if
they're tied for last in the conference.
4-8.
And they're a game out of
right.
4-8 with Matt Cassel as your quarterback. Don't you got to feel good about that?
Indeed. Hey, and Johnny's getting another chance in Cleveland this week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Cleveland had benched Johnny Football because he was drunk on the bye week and then lied about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then their quarterback was garbage last week. I don't remember his name. Josh or something
Austin
like that?
Davis.
Steve. I don't know what his name was. Johnny.
Steve Austin Davis. Yeah,
he was awful.
Steve Austin Davis.
And they played terrible. And the Cincinnati blew them out, basically, right? Like, they forgot to cover AC.
They didn't even play that well.
There's a guy, the best receiver on the Bengals, his name, AJ Green. He's like and he caught like 10 touchdowns or something. I mean, like in the first half. They didn't double cover him, and he just smoked them.
And, I mean,
that was no good.
It was a scrimmage. It was basically a scrimmage.
But the Bengals look good. The Patriots are terrible because they have no one to throw to now. And then they got a punt blocked and
they lost threw an interception. Again. They lost at home to the Eagles.
They almost came back 21 points.
Yeah, I don't care. It was great.
They forgot to cheat.
I think somebody went in and made sure that like they couldn't do that radio headset cheating thing that they do there.
Apparently, they'd passed out like T-Mobile or something like that. Had passed out cardboard headsets to everybody in the crowd.
Exactly.
Because we forgot to cheat.
The Eagles beat the Pats at home in Foxborough, 35-28. So I was sitting there being really miserable because the Jets had just beaten the Giants. The Giants had collapsed again in the fourth quarter.
And missed the field goal at the end.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy. They brought in Josh Brown.
Josh Brown.
And they said, oh, he hasn't missed a field goal.
Ever.
All year.
And I'm like, oh, no, he's due.
They jinxed him.
He's due. They jinxed him. And also, there was no wind.
There was
no wind in MetLife Stadium.
That place is a toilet bowl of swirling wind.
He's probably
usually
used to kicking against the wind, but there wasn't any.
Oh, you think he overcompensated for the wind?
Yeah.
The windless wind?
That's what I think happened.
Wouldn't it be awesome if they fired all the coaches?
Yeah, that would be
great. No, what?
All four in the division got fired.
They kind of did that a week ago in college football. It was like the night of the long knives. They just went through and fired every college.
And everybody gets
fired. every college football coach.
Just fire everybody.
Just fired.
What happened with NASCAR?
Football.
We haven't talked NASCAR because you haven't called in for a couple of weeks. What was the NASCAR? Who won the NASCAR thing?
I'm calling the 3-minute rule.
Kyle Busch, M&M's guy with broken legs in the middle.
Broken legs guy who didn't even race in like half the races won the thing.
Well, that's why he won.
Well, thanks for the call, Danny D.
Martin Truex came up fourth.
What happened to Dick Trickle? Does he still?
Is that his name?
Dick Trickle passed away. They used to always make fun of him on ESPN. They're like,
honestly, I think he, if I'm remembering correctly, I think he committed suicide.
Okay, well, thanks.
Thanks for the happy call.
Oh, but guys, are we doing a bowl? Is there going to be a Sportsy Talk bowl challenge?
We were discussing that.
Yes,
actually.
Yes, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in 1 minute.
I think the Giants get to go to one of the bowls because they're 5-7.
they're being relegated down to the NCAA.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks for the call, Danny D.
Thanks, Danny D.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Well, Danny D. mentioned it. There is an ESPN. Probably.
Put it on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, come on. We don't.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk.
Oh, it's a hang-up guy.
Hello, I just want to say it's the best show. We have a great show.
Why do people
it's not
call?
People. It's just one person.
But they stay on hold for a long time until
they
answer.
They were on hold forever.
I don't know. That's odd.
I don't care.
I don't care either. Okay, so you were saying. Okay, so we're talking about doing this.
There's like 40 bowl games, and they all start on the 19th, which is next Saturday.
Yes.
So there's an ESPN thing, which I think I'll try to send to everybody who's in the... What are you doing? Turning me down. Turning yourself up. Why are you doing that?
I'm not turning up.
I'm just going to move the thing closer.
I'm just turning you down a little. You're so loud.
I.
You're way louder than me.
I project from the diaphragm.
I know. That's good. You're supposed to.
Yeah, that's why I
don't.
Do it.
I just kind of...
I just like to yell on the radio.
Well, now you could be louder.
What? You turn me down.
Well, put yourself up again.
Hello.
That's perfect.
This is Jim the Poet.
That's perfect. Jim the Poet, perfect.
Yeah, so there's like 40 bowl games.
Yeah.
So you could pick the winners and be in like a contest with me and Bronwyn and some of the other people who listen to the show.
How are we going to set this up so soon?
I know, I just did it. It's already on the ESPN thing, so I'll figure it out for the next show, and then you can dial it up and pick your winners
for the next
Acorn Bowl and the Half a Cantaloupe Bowl.
The Pork Roll Bowl.
Pork Roll Bowl. So, there's some pretty bad teams that are in bowl games, I must say.
What I think is funny is that all these traditional bowl games like the Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl and stuff, they all have sponsors now, and the sponsors get to put their name before the thing. So I think
Trojan Condom.
Yeah, there was some kind of Lube Bowl.
Lube Bowl.
There was a Lube Bowl a year or two ago. Somebody's Lube Bowl, and it's like the...
I'd like to be in the Lube Bowl. I mean, it's been a while. This is big in the NBA.
Okay.
LeBron James.
Yes.
Mr. Big Time.
Oh, yeah, I
Mr.
know what
Cleveland
you're
going to
say.
Cavalier.
Uh-huh, yes.
Well,
yes.
He has a big contract with Nike on the one
he's
hand.
He's had a contract with Nike since he was in high school.
Yes.
They signed him to a high school contract.
And they gave all his teammates, like, you know, costumes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, but he played a game at the very beginning of the season where the NBA has made these jerseys. They look like pajama tops and bottoms.
Yeah.
For guys like me who are like tubby and who tank tops look terrible on, they want to sell more jerseys, so they've made short sleeve jerseys that look like pajamas. And LeBron doesn't like them, you know. And he's Mr. Big Star, Mr. Big Time. And last time that he had to play in them, he shot like 5 for 11, and at some point he cut it along the seam, so it was ripped on television on both sides, so he could shoot better.
Yeah,
which I don't know if that helped. But he's playing again tonight in the little pajamas. So we'll see if he cuts off the thing again or rips it off in some way.
Do they find, because like in the NFL, if football players
they won't let you play.
If they have a contract with a company and you're supposed to wear that company's stuff, if you go on with if you modify it in some way or wear something else, they won't let you play or they fine you.
I don't think they noticed until all the cameras went, like, zoomed in on, and then it was like, what are you going to do? He's LeBron James. Like, what are you going to kick him out of the game or something like that?
So if he comes in tonight, I mean, is it the same in the NBA if he comes in with his clothes all modified?
It would be amazing if he actually ripped the things off and just was like, no, I'm not doing it. Like, because then their contract with whoever, I think Reebok makes the, I mean, they're all just versions of Nike anyway. Like, Reebok's owned by Nike. Adidas is a different company, but like, if he's like, no, I'm just not going to do it. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, then I think it'll be the end of the fat guy jersey. And it'll be back to, you know, because, like, the NBA guys look fine in those jerseys because they're all buff and, you know.
Well, if it's actually hard for them to shoot. I mean, if it's restrictive, I mean, that's stupid. They shouldn't have to wear restrictive clothing.
I agree.
All right.
They should wear whatever they want.
They should.
I think Naked Game would be kind of, that would be big.
Or Dress Game, if they want to wear dresses.
What if they did glow-in-the-dark game?
Glow-in-the-dark kilts.
Well, I went to the Knicks game last Wednesday. They played the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I thought you were going to take me to that game. Well, what happened to that?
Well, Errol wanted to go. Errol's my boss.
Yeah.
And so we got tickets from some big publishing house.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, and they were like unbelievable tickets on the bottom bowl of the Madison Square Garden. We were sitting near, there was a Beastie Boy.
Which one?
One of the two. Not of the, not a dead one.
Not Adam, the dead one?
No.
One of the other ones?
Okay. Not King Ed, maybe King Ed Rock? What's, not Mike Diamond, the other guy.
Well, the other one's Adam.
I don't know what his name is. Sitting next to Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Sitting next to Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Sitting next to Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
And all in the front row.
And you were there?
I mean, I wasn't there with them, but we were like eight rows, maybe 20 rows away on the boat. But the guys I was with were all like, look, it's Ben Stiller. And I was like, I can't. Where is Ben Stiller? I don't even know. Where is he?
That sounds exciting.
They played the Sixers.
Yeah.
Kristaps Porzingis was the star of the night.
He's always the star now.
We should have gotten him on the air.
Yeah.
He's the Latvian star of the NBA.
He's not going to talk to us now.
He's not going to talk to us now.
He's a big star.
Well, we're going to ask for Jean Marie Laskis first, and then we'll ask for Kristaps Porzingis. Kristaps Sats Porzingis.
So they beat the 76ers, though.
Oh, yeah. It was like a layup drill.
Great.
The 76ers are terrible. In fact, it's rumored that the NBA made them go pick up Brian Colangelo, who used to be like one of the great GMs in the league, to try to make it so that the 76ers couldn't dump out their season to try to get... There's a guy from LSU named Ben Simmons, who's terrific player in the world.
They want to try to like do so poorly they that they'll get first draft.
Well, I don't
something.
Know if they're trying to do so poorly, but they have so little talent as it is.
Have the Golden State Warriors lost yet? Because the last time I heard, they were 20-0. And
they're like 22-0 or something like that. And they watching them play is like watching the Harlem Globetrotters play a child's team. I mean, they blow guys out.
It's crazy.
So
the... The scores on the local teams playing each other.
The Nets got killed.
The
Nets are horrible.
Yeah, the Knicks beat the Nets 108-91, and the Islanders beat the Rangers 2-1. That was in Brooklyn.
Both teams are very good.
Yeah,
but nobody goes to those Islanders games
in Brooklyn in the Barclays Center.
They haven't been able to sell them out and stuff like that.
Why not?
Because no one's ever gone to a hockey game in Brooklyn before, and they're kind of like
they'll get used to it.
I mean, I don't know that the Nets are doing so great there in the new place either.
Well, yeah, but the Nets stink, so why would
they're
you go
awful.
See them? I mean, I can see
because you like the Knicks. The Knicks are actually okay. I mean, they're, mediocre for the NBA.
Yeah.
If Carmelo Anthony, he didn't hit a shot, for the first half. He missed everything.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. The heck? Carmelo.
Carmelo.
That's your real name?
I named one of my plants at work Carmelo.
Is it doing okay?
Yeah, it's a good plant.
Does it have a headband on?
No, I have a lot of plants at work because they give us all these plants. They put them in our offices to make it look like we have nice offices, even though we kind of don't. And so these plants and their names are, let's see, Mimsy, Flora, Carmelo, Dietrich, Beauregard. Beauregard died. And,
sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry, too. And Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski.
It's named after Ted Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, it's named after him. Those are my plants. Carmelo's one of them.
The Timbers.
Yay, Portland Timbers. I wish I knew what their song was. I would sing it now. I don't know their song. They must have a song. Timber.
Well, there's a Kesha song. If we're playing Coldplay, we can play Kesha.
No, we can't.
I'm yelling, Timber.
Is she in the...
They won the MLS championship.
Yeah, they won it. Yay.
They beat some team from Ohio,
Cleveland.
The Columbus Crew.
No, the Columbus Crew, yeah, the Crew, yeah. 2-1.
2-1, and the team scored in the first 20 seconds of the match. Somehow the ball got to the Crew
goalie.
Mm-hmm. And he tried to kick it away, and some guy came out of nowhere and kicked it by him. And it was like, I couldn't believe that was an actual play.
So it was kind of like a blocked punt or something?
It was like a blocked punt into the goal.
Into the goal.
So that was bad.
Yep. And then they scored, apparently. They scored since then, and then Portland scored again.
Both goals, I think, were in the first, 10 minutes.
So 2-1.
2-1.
Yay, Portland.
Congrats to the Timbers.
Timbers. Yeah, I don't... listener Jen called in and told us about how the Timbers have a mascot that saws hunks off a log or something.
Well, is that we were talking about some Canadian football team?
Yeah, I thought that was so Bush, and then it turns out the Portland Timbers do it.
So everybody does it.
Well, they used to, I mean, I guess having a guy with a chainsaw, a live chainsaw at an event.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous. So that's kind of good, maybe. It's better. They used to have a guy dressed up as a tree.
I think you should have a guy dressed up as a tree and a guy dressed up with a chainsaw.
Yeah, the guy with the chainsaw chasing the guy dressed up as a tree. That might be good.
Brett Lorenzo Favre. So Brett Lorenzo is how he was building this thing.
What?
He raced in a triathlon with his wife.
Wait,
his wife beat him.
Yeah, he's old.
His wife's in her 40s, too.
Was he running in Crocs? What was his deal?
He might have had Wranglers on. Is that
I think he does Wranglers.
He has his dad jeans on. He did, I don't know if this is an hour, 35 minutes, 12 seconds, 0.74. His wife did 1 hour, 26 minutes, 35 seconds, 0.71.
She beat him.
In the triathlon.
Where was the triathlon at? In Louisiana someplace?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
That's where they live.
It was in a swamp. Yeah. No, I have no idea. But I just think it's cool that he had like a secret name.
What, a secret name? Wait, did they...
What was the other guy? What was the other guy's name? Johnny Danger? Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
This is Brett Lorenzo.
Wait, so that's how he went in? He went in as Brett Lorenzo?
And they're like, aren't you just Brett Favre? Like, you're kind of famous.
Was Lorenzo like his middle name?
I think that's his porn name. I think that's his like Twitter sex game name.
Lorenzo. I have to write that down. I have to ask my friend that's a former Green Bay Packers cheerleader about that.
Winning the race is Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger. That was so stupid.
I'm going to change my name to Carlos Danger. Do you think it's a better radio name than Jim the Poet?
I don't know.
Carlos Danger?
Well, it depends on what kind of radio show you're doing.
It would be this show, and I wouldn't change my attitude at all.
No, I don't think I could be part of the most trusted team. Carlos Danger doesn't sound like he's on a trusted team.
Carlos Danger.
That's so stupid.
The women's United States gold medal, mm-hmm. number one, World Cup winning team.
Yes.
They canceled their game against Trinidad and Tobago in Honolulu because they're sick of playing on the turf, the fake turf. And so they went and saw this turf. First of all, they're practicing in the University of Honolulu or whatever. Yeah. They got terrible turf there, fake turf, plastic grass.
Yes,
it's awful.
Good.
They say, "What the heck?"
Yes.
And then they go to wherever they play the Honolulu Bowl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like it was like plastic sprayed green, like all over the thing. There was just like big hunks. Like it was big. Like
isn't Hawaii like lush and
maybe they can't grow grass there or something? I don't know. I have no idea why, because it's just like a lava.
I found out this week that palm trees are monocots, which I never knew.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but that's what they are.
What? Here, I'll look it up.
Monocot. It's
a monocot?
It's a kind of a plant, and it's like the stuff that you think is like the trunk of the palm tree. It's not really wood. It's like leaves kind of wrapped around and
they
around
always look kind of fake when you see them.
Yeah.
Like they've been put there.
Look up monocot.
Like it's a plastic thing.
I could look up monocot.
I mean, I'm going to look it up, and then it's going to talk to me.
Oh, really?
Monocot definition.
Monocot, short for monocotyledon.
What?
It's short for monocotyledon, but she's not telling you
any
what a
class of angiosperm plants having a single cotyledon in the
cotyledon.
Seed.
Cotyledon.
I don't know any of these words.
Cotyledon
mean.
In the seed. Uh-huh. See? Now you know.
Okay.
So they went. So then they.
So they refused to play on the turf. They've played all these games on turf. They sued FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Because FIFA deserved to be sued by almost everybody.
Everybody. There's a lot of like new corruption stuff happening with FIFA now. I can't even follow it anymore. They're always like, oh, this guy did this thing and set Blatter's in more trouble, and now the sponsors are getting called for bribery or something. I can't even follow it.
Well, they had lost a couple of big sponsors who were like, we're just not gonna, no. Like
so
Coca-Cola,
so
I think
women,
was like, no.
No, but the women's team, they just said, we're not gonna play on this. This is.
Well, I think Megan Rapinoe like tore her ACL playing on the crappy, you know,
right.
plastic grass.
Right.
And they're like, you know what, guys? Like, we won the World Cup. Like, at what point do we get to play on actual grass? Yeah. Even when the men go and play in places where there's artificial turf, they put down real turf for the men's game.
Oh, they do?
Apparently, all the time.
Well, then all right, then.
Yeah.
All right.
So now they're like finally standing up for themselves.
Good.
And they should because they're superstars.
And they should.
Awesome.
They don't get paid as much as the men.
They should.
And they don't. They should.
They should get paid more than the men because
they
win.
Actually win. They're champions.
The men should be playing for free until you win something.
The women are champions, and they should play in real. I didn't know about this.
I think if the men played the women would win.
Lister Blunterson on the comments board says the turf at Aloha Stadium is a disgrace.
There was a picture in the New York Times of them holding it up, and it looked like a Pac-Man. It looked like the mouth of Pac-Man.
Well, that's true.
So that's ridiculous.
It is.
Anyway.
Yes.
Boo.
Boo.
And the NHL is thinking about expanding to Las Vegas.
God.
How do you feel about that?
I don't care.
It's a desert.
I don't really care.
I mean, how could you have ice?
They have those NHL teams. They have them in California. They have them in Florida. I don't know. Maybe they have one in Arizona. I don't remember.
There is one in Arizona.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
But it's still like a...
Just put them in any
stupid
place.
It's an arid
place. Yeah, it's okay. Whatever. Whatever stupid thing they want to do, I don't care. I really don't.
Okay.
I'm not going to follow that team.
I mean, how do you really feel?
I don't care at all.
I would follow them.
Why?
I like new... I have all these jerseys. I have like 20 jerseys.
Well, yeah, I know. You have
all
a
these
lot
different
of jerseys.
Teams.
I know.
I think they should be called the Las Vegas Aces. Is that a good name?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Aces.
The ace of
asses. The ace holes.
Ace holes.
Ace in the hole.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. If you're not just going to hang up on us, please call.
Hey, big news from the New York Stock Exchange on Monday.
What was the big news?
You know how like in the morning, like they always have the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange?
Yes.
Do you know about that?
That's when all the money gets made?
Yeah. So somebody goes in and they have an official bell ringing, and then that's when trading begins. And it's like ding, 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 you know, trading begins. And they always have like celebrities come in or special people come in to do this.
Yeah.
So yesterday morning, the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange was rung by Mr. Met.
Was he all burned up?
Yeah.
From the time
you
burned
him? He has terrible facial scars. You know, they're like looking at giving him a head transplant or something.
Head transplant?
I don't know. That guy, there was a fireman who got a complete face transplant weeks ago. I haven't looked at the pictures yet. I'm afraid to look. But
it's a face.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
better
good.
Than probably what he had.
Good.
Because he had gotten all burned up.
Yeah. So Mr. Met was there with the Coca-Cola polar bear.
Why is the polar bear drink Coca-Cola? Because that's got to be bad for you. First of all, there's no ice anymore.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You're swimming.
They're dying anyway, so they might as well have Coca-Cola, I guess, is the idea, you know. I don't know, but they, you know, it's like polar bears are sweet, you know.
They
not
are.
In real life.
They're terrifying.
They'll rip your liver
they're
out and
killing
eat
animals.
It.
Yeah, they're killing machines.
They'll kill you, but you know the cartoonized ones are kind of adorable. So the Mets forever they've had this big Pepsi sign.
Yes.
In the stadium,
the Pepsi
right?
porch.
Yep, the Pepsi porch in Citi Field, and just you know Coke came up and said, "Hey, we'll give you more money than Pepsi. Why don't you get rid of that thing and put up a Coke sign?" And they're like, "Yeah, okay, we don't care."
Yeah.
So then they called up Pepsi and said, oh, hey, by the way, we're taking your sign down.
Where do you want us to send this sign to? It's like 80 feet tall.
Yeah, so after they did that, the Coke polar bear and Mr. Met went down to the New York
they
Stock
made
Exchange.
Out and they made a baby?
Yeah, and they rang the bell and they said, you know, we're part of the 1% now, so... You know, here we
That's
are.
What they said.
That's what they said. They said, yeah, we don't care about those people.
Do you think Mr. Met would be improved by the monocle and a top hat? You think that would help him?
Yes. Yeah, I think that would, actually. I'd go for that.
Get little gloves.
Yeah.
Top
so is
hat.
The polar bear like a female polar bear? Maybe he's like running around on Mrs. Met with like a bear. It's like a Putin Pals episode or something. That's kind of
Putin.
Crazy.
See, I think Putin Pals on Ice needs to happen downstairs in the
great.
Monty Hall.
Well, maybe we could do it, you know, like when they start that Las Vegas NHL team, we can, you know,
have
Pals on Ice.
Have it be like an intermission program?
Yeah, it'd be like the halftime program would come out. Hey, what happens, you know, when the Jets play the Giants in MetLife, you know, like they did this past weekend?
Yes.
Okay, so there's Giants season ticket holders and there's Jets season ticket holders.
I think somehow they choose a home team.
Yeah, they did. They said
the
Giants.
So the Giants were the home team.
Team
so,
yeah.
like, you could tell like, the whole place was blue on the outside or something
so
like
all
that?
So all the home team season ticket holders get to go take their seats.
I mean,
right?
you saw that one coming because it's like, oh, Giants season ticket holders versus Jets season ticket holders. It was like, they always, like, the Jets always come in second place. They always get rubbed.
Sunday they didn't.
Well, because the Giants decided to blow that game.
Did you see the when they went when they flipped the coin, did you see that they had like a great big red H on the heads? It's like, can't you look at it and tell if it's heads or tails?
Why don't they just make a coin that has Jets on one side and Giants on the other side,
maybe,
and just throw
did.
The coin up?
Maybe they did, and then they were complaining.
That's so stupid.
Well, maybe they had one Jets on one side and Giants on the other, and somebody was like complaining, like, how come we have to be tails? How come we can't be heads? And then they just...
How would you know which one was heads or tails?
Well, I don't know.
If one side... They give away the. I mean, it's not a real quarter anyway, right?
No.
Like it's like some fake NFL rigged quarter.
It's a coin.
It's some kind of Patriots game to win. Well, the Patriots always win the kickoff,
We defer.
They defer because they want to watch the videotape of like inside the locker room, mm-hmm. and you know, like whatever yeah. videotape they have, and you know, whatever yeah. cheating they've done. They mm-hmm. want to be able to capitalize that in the second half.
Do you think
half.
They watch like tape of their own cheating?
Yeah, I think they do. They laugh yeah. about it. They're like, wasn't that great cheating?
I saw Bill Belichick from his press conference after that game where they lost to the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles had lost like two games in a row by 40 points.
It was like he just like forgot who he was. It's like he had that dementia thing.
You think he has dementia? He's been hit in the head too many times?
He was just kind of like looking down, kind of mumbling.
Yeah, well, he was upset. He lost the game, you know. What do you want him to do? Like, is he supposed to do a song and dance?
We cheated as hard as we could.
We're on to Texans. He got in a lot of trouble for he was trying to demonstrate some kind of whatever maneuver.
Who?
Belichick on the yes. sidelines in the first half yes. of the game.
Yes.
And there's a female, like the one female referee, and he's yes. doing this little like thing that didn't look good on Twitter to this lady. And people are like, "Stop touching the referee!
You should stop touching the referee.
Old horny man." Mm. That's what people sound like on Twitter when you read there. I'm touching the referee.
Yeah, I'm really, you know, I can't handle social media anyway very well because I have too much of it. But
right.
I'm really tired of it now. I think I'm just gonna.
You're done.
Well, if I disconnect from everything, though, I mean, you know, we're doing this radio show, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, what's gonna happen?
Aren't we supposed to be like sportsy talk Twitter and sportsy talk?
I think we get paid the same whether we do that stuff or not.
Get paid at all, so.
We get paid the same whether you listen or not.
So do you.
201-209-9368.
Are you listening?
Are you listening?
Oh, my God. The best sportsy news of the week.
What is that?
This is so exciting.
Yeah. Lay it on me.
Oscar Pistorius is back.
Is he in jail yet?
Yeah, he's back in jail. He got out of jail.
No, I think he's under house arrest or something. They retried him.
I don't understand. We have to find out about the South African legal system. Okay, so
yeah,
Oscar
like,
Pistorius.
What is it? Just like based on, you know,
nothing.
Is it like The Simpsons?
He got tried. That trial that went on for like forever. Remember that
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I do.
It was like 6 months
non-stop
trial,
forever.
Months trial, forever. He got convicted of manslaughter, I think.
I think it was like culpable murder, which means
something.
Like you were kind of responsible for someone's death.
No, I think it was like manslaughter. I don't know. He got convicted of something. And then they sentenced him to like 2 minutes in jail.
Yeah, he was on a pillow in the woods for like a minute.
And he went in and out of jail. And then he was under house arrest for the rest of his term or something.
Okay.
And then they said, yeah, you know, I think really he did murder her, though, so let's going to try him again. You know, so they went in and they tried him again, and this trial took like 15 minutes.
Yeah, what?
And they went in and they tried him again, and the appellate judge goes, yeah, murder, yeah, sure, put him away. So now he's guilty of murder.
He's doing a hard time?
I don't know, but I mean, isn't like, we don't have double jeopardy in America. We have a lot of other things.
No, that would be...
No, that's double jeopardy. You can't be tried again for the same... offense. He was tried and convicted and served his time and got out, and then they tried him again.
Yeah, but he was really guilty.
You can't do that. Well, of course he was guilty. Of course he was guilty.
I mean, it's not like O.J. Simpson where we just wait for him to kill again and then get him the second time. Like, O.J.'s still in jail and will be in jail for like 10 more years for...
Yeah, but he didn't...
I don't even know what he did the last time. He was just framed, basically.
Yeah, well, he didn't get convicted of killing anybody, so he got convicted of burglary or stealing
Someone
stuff.
Had taken his stuff, and he went to take his stuff back with a machine gun, and they're like, we were the cops.
Yeah. You're going to jail, finally.
Hooray!
Yeah. So that's what happened to O.J. In that book that I'm reading, Concussion.
Concussion.
They talk about the O.J.
From
case.
Vintage part of Random House.
Is it?
I'm going to say yes.
I don't know where it's from. You would know that story.
I do.
I don't know that
it
story.
It is.
It's a Random House trade paperback original.
Oh, it's trade paperback original.
Yeah.
It means it's extra good.
That means they never put it out as a hardcover.
That means they didn't think you'd pay $26 for it, so now you pay $16.
I didn't pay $16.
How much you pay?
$9.99.
Where'd you get $9.99 from?
Costco.
Ooh. That's good. That's a good price. Costco.
Yeah, Costco has good books.
We got our eyes on you. Aroldis Chapman, the 100 mile an hour guy,
what?
Reliever.
Yes.
From the Reds.
He's a pitcher.
From Cuba.
He's a pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds.
He pitches the ninth inning and blows guys away with his 101 mile an hour fastball.
Mm-hmm.
He was traded to the Dodgers this week.
He was.
And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. And they traded him for nothing.
Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out that he's in trouble for, like, waving a gun around and hitting his girlfriend and stuff like that from, like, something in October.
Yeah.
So the Joe Torre today is like, there's no trade. So the trade's in limbo.
Whoa.
So he's going to be stuck on the Reds and probably in jail or something for, beating up his girlfriend.
Wait, so Dodgers didn't know that he was in that trouble?
Dodgers didn't, but I bet the Reds did because they gave him away for nothing.
So why didn't, I mean, that seems like the Dodgers weren't doing their due diligence. If they
Dodgers just have a lot of money. They're not smart. They haven't been smart in a long time.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we're not exactly dealing with geniuses here.
You should at least check the guy, you know, hasn't been in jail lately.
Well, he had this whole big thing where, like, he was being blackmailed when he first came over here from Cuba. First of all, the guy was like, I want to play, you know, he's coming from Cuba. You know, he had to go through Venezuela or one of those other places and then goes, I want to play in Cincinnati. And they're like, really? Cincinnati is like the 15th best town in the United States. I don't know why you want to go to Cincinnati.
Listen.
Then his rookie season, he's a phenom. He's throwing 100 miles an hour. Everybody loves him. And this lady's like following him around from town to town saying, you're the father of my child and I'm going to sue you. And there was some weird thing at a hotel where he was yelling and got in trouble with the cops. And that was like an aberration. They made that go away.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I don't know, he's in a lot of trouble. And Joe Torre won't let him get traded to the Dodgers.
Good for Joe Torre.
Probably because he's mad because he got fired from the Dodgers as a coach. So maybe but now he's Mr.
In
charge.
He's like Mr. in charge. Yeah, Joe Torre is like some muckety muck.
He like makes all the, he like sits in a room with a monocle and smokes a cigar and goes, you're suspended for a week.
But when the power went out in the middle of the
they went to Joe Torre and they're like, what should we do? And he's like, what? The game's not on TV. Like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean you're not showing the game on TV? The game's proceeding.
What do you mean? No one can hear Joe Buck? Let's just stop everything. Joe Buck. Ugh.
He's terrible.
He's bad. His father's great.
Yeah.
And Joe Buck's terrible. And they sound kind of the same.
I mean, people tend to get into their parents' line of business, I guess, right?
I mean,
not
some
us.
Do. I didn't.
Not us.
People My dad worked for the IRS. I didn't
people
get into
who
that
had,
line
people
of business.
People who have successful parents follow their parents.
Hopefully my children, now in jail, will someday become poets on the radio.
Do you have somebody following you around from town
I
to town?
I wish. That
saying,
would be outstanding.
Saying, you're the father of my child.
Then I'd be able to like, see, I have a social life. Someone's following me around. Someone's breaking into my house.
Have you ever had a stalker besides me? I mean, because
no.
I did stalk you on the internet for a while, but no one else has ever stalked
you.
No.
I get very nervous when people call me back and expect me to call them like more than once.
Yeah.
That's what I consider stalking.
Okay.
Because I'm never gonna, I'm not gonna read an email. I'm not gonna call back. I'm just gonna cry in my house, drink Moxie. At the top of the hour, it's Morricone Island.
Yeah.
With songs.
Songs from movies.
Songs from movies.
Movie
is there
soundtrack.
A theme song from Concussion?
Oh.
Is it by Adele?
There must be.
Concussion! You hit your head too many times, you got a concussion. I can't believe all your crimes. That's it. Working on that. Hopefully, I'll have that.
Keep working on that.
I'll have that whole
that'll
thing.
Be good.
Yeah, fixed by next week.
Yeah, Brian Turner, our music director, Brian Turner, whose show precedes ours.
Great show.
He said that he put the Adele CD in the new bin for all the DJs to play.
Really? I didn't see it over there.
I didn't see it either. But he says it's in there.
Really?
We have to go find it.
If you want a nice cry.
I don't know. Does she?
I think she's kind of fun. I mean, her music's kind of depressing.
Is it?
But she's kind of fun. Like, I saw her on some
I, of course, don't know her music whatsoever. So
it's all like, you got dumped. Like, she's like 25, and all she sings about is, like, heartbreak. And it's like, you don't even know what heartbreak is, lady. Like, you were barely alive.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's pretty and she's talented and she's successful. Why would anybody dump her? I don't understand that.
I think she does the dumping now. Her songs are about dumping people now.
Oh, okay.
It's like I dumped you so I can go with Ryan Seacrest or something. I dumped you so I could go out with Ryan Seacrest. I think that's one of the songs.
How does that make you feel?
It makes you feel bad.
That's okay. I don't care.
Middle relievers.
Middle relievers?
That sound is the sound of a Coldplay song. Ah, that's like...
That's the pliers.
Goes right down to
I
my...
I love that I found these pliers. Why are they here?
I don't know.
They're so awesome. They're big.
Is it from the... did they do a live version of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with a...
They're all rusty.
Hermie the dentist?
Hermie the dentist?
Yeah, remember Hermie?
No.
Okay.
Do you think Morricone Island will overplay like all the soundtrack music to the Rankin-Bass Christmas song?
No, I think they're playing awesome stuff instead.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could watch the Rankin-Bass thing on any channel right now.
Just wondered.
Just go on demand.
I know.
Do whatever you want.
I'm just saying. Okay.
No, just keep putting the pliers.
Hey, are you gonna like play that song as we go out? That pizza song?
Oh yeah, it's a band called Pizza PIZZZA from France.
Turn it on.
Oh, we're gonna play it right now.
Well, I think we're leaving. Aren't we done?
I don't know.
We're done. We're kind of done.
Well, you should say goodbye.
Oh, you can say goodbye.
I mean, you got someplace you gotta go?
Home.
I don't have a life.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called Voila, from their album Porno Clown. No, no, that's.
Porno Clown?
That's the label.
What? Porno Clown is the label?
Porno Clown is the label.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. That's all you. Number two.
Porno
Clown.
I'm putting this in on the thing. Here.
PIZZZA.
Gotcha. What's the
album
called?
It says French weird punk hip hop.
Yeah, what's the album called?
It says four.
Four? Like a F-O-U-R?
The number four.
Or just the number four?
The number four.
All right.
Thank you for listening to our little show.
Thanks for
allowing all the callers.
Thanks for allowing us to your home tonight, and may God bless.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. We're online everywhere at WFMU.org. And in Rockland County, you can listen to us at 91.9 FM. Listen to pizza.
Gagner sa mort à la sueur de son front. Pour progresser, c'est fort comme des pigeons et des moutons.
Ah bon?
Pratiquer un sport pour devenir un champion. Le culte du corps et de la compétition. Très peu pour moi, je préfère rester chez moi en pyjama. Mon temps m'appartient, j'en fais ce que je veux. Si je veux en faire rien, c'est mon problème, je peux. Une sortie au zoo ou au supermarché avec la belle auto qu'on a bien nettoyée. Non merci, ça ira. Thank you.
You are listening to Marconi Island on WFMU. We have yet another exciting installment in store for you all this evening. Until the 8 o'clock hour, we have composer Jeff Russo, television and film composer Jeff Russo, and most notably of the Fargo TV series, the FX television miniseries. And that will be winding up the second season next Monday, so it's very timely. Try not to give away any spoilers unless we can get any out of Mr. Russo. It's the executive produced Coen Brothers TV show, but the showrunner and creator is Noah Hawley, inspired by the 1996 film, but in no way a reinterpretation. And great soundtrack, scored as if it's actually a film more so than a TV show. And so we'll be getting into a little bit of that shortly with, again, our guest Jeff Russo for the evening. We'll be playing only music that he composed, primarily Fargo-related, but maybe if we have some time, we'll get into some other works. So stick around. And we started off with the reprise from Bemidji, Minnesota, and then Wrench and Numbers. We'll hear Malvo's theme, Dullard, Highway Snow, and maybe a track from the new season, season two, which is completely different for the most part, besides the main theme. So we have it here. Stick around till the 8 o'clock hour. Again, more Coney Island, WFMU, Jeff Russo, coming up soon.